conversation we've been having on marriage. And at a certain age, you feel that you need to get married by. Whether you feel pressured in to get married really young, or if it's a mistake to get married really young, or if that's always a great idea. 539-9750 or 238-0975 is a reminder of our phone numbers. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been married to my wife the 13 years, November 5th, and I was 21 and she was 18, just out of high school, and we got three kids. Our oldest will be 12 May 8th, so it just depends on if, like I said earlier, it's the right person, and, we've had plenty of bumps and bruises, but, we're happy, and things are going pretty well.
Ed, do you think in your life, in your marriage, was it the earlier years that were harder, or is it harder now having the kids around? What do you think?
Probably earlier, just starting out. We were so young. She was actually enrolled at K-State and then wasn't able to finish because she was pregnant right away. And we were married. We were only together 2 months and a week, and we got married. And
wow.
So we had a lot of friends and family question, should we be married? And here we are 13 years later. And so we like to talk about it, that we proved a lot of people wrong. So
yeah, it's good to know. I mean, I wouldn't use it as a rule, No. But I mean, obviously there are going to be exceptions. There's going to be times when people do get married young, and it's a long, long thing. Especially, man, I mean, as short as you guys dated, that's real impressive.
Well, we just both felt it was right. Didn't really plan the first kid that quick, but that was God's plan, and we stuck through things, and we're happy, and we stopped with three kids, and that's plenty there. So
you guys, do you feel like you were really upfront and honest in the relationship early on? Is that how you're able to get so close so quick, or how did you pull that off?
Well, I think so. When we were together, I think we were both surprised with each other, how things just fell into place, so much in common, and how things went, so it was easy to talk to each other and like I said, be open with each other. So
yeah, and get everything out of the way before that can become a problem later on.
Right, yep.
I got you, man. Well, thanks for the call, and congratulations
right.
on the marriage.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Yes, I'm 37 years old. I'm a mother of two boys, and I prefer to be single.
Why so?
Because I can be miserable by myself, and you can be miserable with a spouse.
Yeah, and if you're miserable by yourself, at least you don't have to waste the time with a spouse.
There you go.
I guess. But don't you think there could be a guy out there for you that doesn't make you miserable by yourself? Makes you guys happy together?
I'm sure there is, but I'm still out there looking, but I haven't found one yet.
Well, I wouldn't give up.
I'm not. I look out every day.
Keep those eyes open.
All right. You have a great day.
You do the same, okay?
Bye.
Hey, Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
I came to tell the truth about getting married too young.
Okay, we want to hear the truth.
Okay. I got married when I was 18 years old, and now me and my ex-husband hate each other because we were just too young to get married. We still wanted to go out. We still wanted to go party. We were just too young.
Do you feel like you just didn't have an accurate view of the world at that point, or just of each other?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's just you don't have enough of life experience to commit to spending the rest of your life with somebody.
And that's kind of the perspective I have on it, too. And as much as I don't want to come down on other people, I just... Man, I feel like I've evolved every year. It's just I feel like I'm a better and different person every year. And I feel like that evolution wouldn't be possible if I was in a relationship constantly having to fulfill the same expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the call, all right?
All right.
Take care. Stooks in the morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. In reference
to your... right age to get married question this morning.
Yes, we desperately want to know. That's the exact perfect age.
I'm 26 years old. I got married the first time when I was 18. Got divorced after 4 years. The second time when I was 23, got divorced. And now I'm in a good relationship, but my partner and I decided we don't need a piece of paper to say that we love each other.
It's probably a good idea at this point, too.
Yeah, and not only that, but, being in the type of relationship I'm in, the state doesn't exactly recognize marriages, so...
Uh-huh, yeah.
You got to be happy with what you have, and even if the state did recognize it, I don't think that we would actually have a wedding, because it's gotten to the point where it's almost pointless, because so many marriages are dissolving after such a short amount of time. Now, unlike my grandparents, who've been married for 64 years...
Yeah, no, it's a lot different time. People have a lot different expectations.
Yeah, well, my grandparents got married when they were, like, 19 and 20, I think, you know, but for some reason, you know, marriages today don't last nearly as long as that, and I wish they did, but...
Yeah, there's not, it's not valued as highly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, people aren't stigmatized that much for getting a divorce, so it's a lot easier to bail on it than to try to work things through.
Yeah, it's almost as if, you know... Marriage and divorce is like the in thing these days. I don't know how many of my friends have been divorced and married hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Well, I think another part of that could be like, it's really, you know, cool to have a big wedding and stuff, so they focus more on just the wedding part and not the marriage afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, because like a lot of the teenagers today even, you know, I've got a friend of mine, you know, who her sister is 16 years old and engaged to be married, and I'm going, are you crazy?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know?